Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Mr. Shane Moore of Dublin, Ireland. Thank you, Mike, for passing this my way.
You're welcome, sir.
Last month, in November, Shane decided he was going to fundraise for Movember. And in case you don't know, Movember is a charity focused on men's health, in particular, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide. Now, usually men raise awareness, at least, by growing a mustache, a solo stash, just during the month of November. But as Shane said, quote, I can't grow a mustache. People would probably report me if they saw me with a mustache. So instead, he decided, you know what? I'll try to fundraise since I can't really raise awareness. And he decided he would run every single day of the month of November to raise money. Well, he did manage to raise over $2,000. But what was the secret to his success? It was very easy. He posted map images of each day's jog. So you go to like Google Images, whatever, yeah, and you could see where it is that he'd run.
Nice.
And each day, he ran a different penis. Now, each penis averaged about 3.5 miles. Some were flaccid, some were erect. A few of them were multiple. I believe it was 8 penises in a row. But one of them, a Miles, I don't know if you saw this one. This was the best ever. It had the grip of a hand wrapped around a penis for the masturbatory effect. Did
get
you see
here.
That one?
No.
You scroll through. So the first one is just like a profile of a penis, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's one where in one day he did like 8 penises, but it'd be like the bird's eye view. And then the last one, it is fingers wrapped around a penis. But anyway, as immature as it was, the man raised $2,000 from Movember.
Damn.
Yeah, and a lot of people were made aware.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we poured this booze. I put a hand up.
That's great. Thanks, Ed. That's a great job.
That is outstanding.
That's 4 kilometers. How far is that, Miles?
About three miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's a lot of work to get it done, man. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Jeff, you understand how this here game is played.
I sure do. Let's go bite me today.
Okay.
Bite me it is.
And in this case, they say it's never a pleasant experience when you accidentally swallow something. Well, a 27-year-old woman named Carly Belmer, she's going viral for sharing her experience where she meant to take an ibuprofen 800, but downed something else instead. She says she was crawling into bed, had the ibuprofen in one hand, a little something-something else in the other hand, and then accidentally ate the wrong one. She realized her mistake right away and started freaking out. Now, thankfully, she's okay, and in an update, she said, I had a feeling that I passed it, but I chose not to retrieve it, which is very understandable. She also had an x-ray afterward to make sure that everything was cool. She did, in fact, pass this thing that she popped into her mouth by accident. But the question is, what did she pop into her mouth instead of the ibuprofen? Was it a dog pill, a dime, an AirPod, or a button? So dog pill, dime, AirPod, or button.
Does it say how old she was?
About 27 years old.
I'm thinking AirPod. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I don't think a 27-year-old's going to be messing with a dime or a button.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a dog pill, but I'm thinking an AirPod. What okay. do you guys think?
Jeff, I'm going to go dog pill.
Yeah, dog pill seems pretty easy, but I'm with him. I think it's an AirPod.
Okay. Is it AirBud or AirPod?
AirBud.
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 But wait a minute. Isn't AirBud a movie?
No, right. It's AirPod. AirBud's the dog.
This is AirPod.
AirPod.
It is an AirPod. Apple thing. God damn it.
Yeah,
okay.
You said AirPod because I wrote down AirPod.
You got the paperwork in front of you. What is it?
I know. I'm going to go, it is an AirPod.
You said AirPod, said right?
AirPod.
Right, because I never
said AirBud. I'm like, wait a minute, man. That can't be right.
Yeah, AirBud gets buckets.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, you're going to stick with AirPod. Final answer.
Yeah, let's stick with the pod.
Okay, we're going to find out what she accidentally swallowed. Was it a dog pill, a dime, an AirPod, or a button next?
That was a tease.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Tyler explaining on profile this woman going viral after admitting and attempting to take ibuprofen. But she had a couple things in her hand, and instead of the ibuprofen, she swallowed something else.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
She did successfully pass the other thing she swallowed. Question was it a dog pill, a dime, an AirPod, or a button?
And Jeff, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery, who went with the dog pill. Maybe because the AirBud was in the air there. And then Jeff, you agreed with the Ted Smith. Actually, you thought of it first, but you guys agree on the AirPod and AirPod.
Whoa,
you are correct.
I wonder if it still worked.
Yes, it did. Here's the rest of the story. After she swallowed the AirPod, she sent her friend, they say, a frantic voice memo, and the AirPod, which was connected to her iPhone, audibly transmitted from inside of her body. All right. Then when she disconnected it, she got notifications from Apple that an unknown AirPod was traveling with her, and she could, quote, play a sound to locate it.
Huh.
Because Apple doesn't
know. But it was in her throat? Or in her belly.
It was in her belly, right? Somewhere but Apple doesn't know that. They go, hey, man, there's an AirPod traveling with you, but it's not connected to your phone. You can make a sound. She's like, I know where it is.
Tell you one thing. She won't be single long.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's why the title of our Scratch Up Teams and Talented Writers help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Have you seen this? Spotify gives you a year-end wrap-up, and a lot of celebrities are sharing who they listened to this past year. And it's really interesting to see who the other artists are that artists listened to. Except Kanye West. His top five were all Kanye West.
The Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Smith.
Yeah.
And you're probably not wrong.
No.
Right?
It's not a joke.
That's the thing. I bet you at least three of his top five are him.
The other two are Beyonce.
Well played, Mike.
Whoa.
Mike, what was yours?
I don't have Spotify.
That's the correct answer.
Ah, good.
Not bad. Walmart is selling... Walmart is selling a baking kit with everything you need to make a family-sized Twinkie. Move over, Pfizer and Moderna. We have a new favorite for the Nobel Prize. And the great thing about Twinkies is that you can serve them for Christmas this year. And if you don't finish it, it'll be fresh for next year.
Kimmel.
Yeah, Kimmel.
Fallon.
Walmart is selling a baking kit with everything you need to make a family-sized Twinkie. Move over, Pfizer and Moderna. We got a new favorite for the Nobel Prize right here. The great thing about Twinkies is that you can serve it as a Christmas dessert this year, and if you don't finish it, it'll be fresh for next year.
Yesterday, when I was frantically looking for the size of that the Twinkie.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I was like, it doesn't look like it's packaged. So yeah, you can make it at home.
Yay.
But that's not the same. Like, you get that giant Reese's, it's a giant Reese's already made.
Exactly. I agree.
Right, like, if you're going to sit at home and bake something with your kids, like, we might as well just bake a regular cake.
I agree. Look, man, there's certain things that either I want it prepackaged or go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
I could make a burger at home. I could also go to Five Guys. I mean, it's just that easy.
Yep. Spotify sends you your year-end wrap-up. It's a little breakdown of your listening habits. So this was my list according to Spotify. These are my top five artists for 2021. James Taylor. Number two, The Spinners. Number three, Alabama Shakes. Huey Lewis in the News. And Billy Joel. Four of them are my top are also my top artists from 1985. After they sent me the list, they also scheduled me for a prostate exam.
Kimmel?
Seth Meyers.
That's Kimmel.
Spotify, you know, to send you this year-end wrap-up, it's a little breakdown of your listening habits. So this was my list, according to Spotify. These are my top five artists for 2021. Number one, James Taylor. Number two, The Spinners. Number three, Alabama Shakes. Huey Lewis in the News and Billy Joel. Four of them are also my top five artists for 1985. After they sent me the list, they also scheduled me for a prostate exam. It was very strange.
Cardi B is launching her line of vodka-infused whipped cream. Thank God. Something to help me forget that I just sprayed an entire can of whipped cream in my mouth.
Need that shit. Fallon.
Fallon.
Cardi B is launching her own line of vodka-infused whipped cream.
Oh.
Thank God. Something to help me forget I just sprayed an entire can of whipped cream in my mouth.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's non-dairy for all the health-conscious vodka-infused whipped cream eaters out there.
That one's strange to me, because there's already whipped cream vodka.
Right, but that's vodka. Right, that tastes like whipped cream. This is whipped cream that has vodka.
Yeah, it just seems like to me, if you're trying to drink vodka, I don't know. It seems like I'd rather just drink the vodka.
And then do a shot of whipped cream.
I don't know what the dessert would be, but you know there's some dessert. You spray it on there, right, and you're like, this is perfect.
Oh, I got to tell you, man. Cool Whip. I have a container of Cool Whip from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, I forgot how good that stuff was.
You still have some?
Yeah. For the pies. I mean, I haven't gone in there and finished it.
That's insanity.
Yeah, well, I need something to put the Cool Whip on, you know, other than my finger.
Oh, I would have gone home and just spooned it by this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on a spoon.
It's fantastic.
Put that spoon in your mouth, it's all good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Ready Whip, but Cool Whip, that says we're being classy. let's see, Kenny G, we all know Kenny G.
Yeah.
He's a Washington native. Where does he live? Mercer Island?
Well, he was raised there.
Okay. Oh, he doesn't still live here.
I would guess he lives someplace sunny.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, there's a new HBO documentary called Listening to Kenny G.
Nope.
And includes some comments from his haters who say stuff like his music is boring, commercial garbage, and the worst thing to ever happen to jazz.
He probably sold more quote-unquote albums than any jazz musician in the history of that genre.
It doesn't make you good. Britney Spears sold a lot of records.
Yeah. All right, hang on. Even Kenny's going to get there.
He's probably not in that genre technically.
Well, he doesn't play jazz. I mean, it's part of it. Like, right.
So Kenny says, but basically Kenny G's like, I don't care.
He said
he's been hearing all it since the 80s. It doesn't bother me. The director actually sent him an email before sending him the movie that said, you won't like the 12 minutes. At the end, you'll like it. And then Kenny G, here's what he said. He goes, look, if that affected me, I probably wouldn't have continued my career. So I know what I do. I know how much my practice. Now, this is where he flexes a little bit. You know, when Miles Davis says he likes what you're doing and Clive Davis says he likes what I'm doing, if a critic doesn't like it, well, I wouldn't put too much into that.
Yeah.
And so if Miles Davis, one of the greatest jazz musicians of all time, was like, yeah, I like it. They're like, that's all Kenny needs.
But then, you're selling records, man.
Yeah.
You know, people would hit on Nickelback. I'm like, right, but this is a 10 million record. Yeah. I don't think they care.
He created an entire genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's something a lot of people can't say. Smooth jazz. I mean, that's Kenny G.
I think sometimes, too, people... It's okay to have your own thoughts.
Sure.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, you can have an original thought. Like, I remember the Kenny G thing showed up in Wayne's World. And it was like, that joke was already, and then it's like, once it did, it was like, Kenny G's the worst.
Right, blew
right,
up.
And it's just like, I don't know, you just.
Right, it snowballs.
That happened even before. And we do it with things we like, too, right? Remember, 20 years ago, Chuck Norris was a god.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And Chuck Norris jokes everywhere. It's like, people love Chuck Norris jokes. It's like, what's the last, I mean, what is a Chuck Norris movie? Like
Delta Force.
Delta Force, right? I'm like, who actually watched these movies? We know Texas Walker Ranger. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did all right. And the thing is, like, look, you can like or not. I do not enjoy Kenny G. I think it is commercial garbage, but that's also why it sells really, really, really well. And that's the thing. You can have an opinion, but I don't even care. And I promise you, he does not care what I think.
Everyone should have the right to whatever you like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you enjoy music, and that's the music you enjoy, like if my mom said, I love Kenny G, I'd be like, I am glad you're listening to music. So one way or another.
Well, my thing is, if you're smart, you don't listen. Like, I don't like his music, but also I don't listen to it. So it's just not a problem.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't like lima beans. I don't eat them.
I guess I like lima beans.
Yeah.
Apparently, because of Asado in Tacoma.
Oh, yeah, those big-ass butter beans.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm going to start calling you lima bean.
I like them.
You're too thin to call you Butterbean. All right, Mike, I threw one in there in 01. Fallon had a pretty funny thing just about travel fails.
Rental car couldn't connect our phones, Bluetooth, and wouldn't stop trying. We spent the entire road trip with a nice robot lady saying, I'm sorry, I can't find you every 10 minutes. We had some turbulence, and a ventriloquist dummy fell out of the overhead compartment and started rolling down the cabin. People thought it was a child in a suit and bow tie and started screaming. My first time flying, I met the pilot as I was boarding. I told him I was scared. He made an announcement. We have a new flyer on board today. Don't worry. It's my first time, too. Our luggage was falling off the roof of our car, so everyone was honking to let us know. My stepdad didn't know why they were honking, so he flipped them all off. For several miles of a road trip, my friends and I were behind a minivan that had a TV in it playing Fast and the Furious. We got so into watching it that I accidentally rear-ended them. We were first in line for a flight out of Vegas when these older guys with Hawaiian shirts were allowed to cut in front of us. My friend leaned over and said, who do you think they are? The Beach Boys? And that's how I met the real Beach Boys. Traveling with my parents, mom was driving. She yelled out, this guy must be going at least 100. Dad said, who? Mom said, the guy I'm passing.
There you have it. Those are tonight's show hashtags.
Jesus.
You think the Beach Boys have to wear Hawaiian shirts everywhere they go?
I just think they do.
Or is that just like an age thing?
I think it's an age thing, and I think that's who they are. And they got nothing to prove.
Kind of like if Jimmy Buffett came out in a suit.
They'd be like, what in the hell? Jimmy Buffett could be at the goddamn Grammys. I still expect him to be in a pair of shorts, a Hawaiian shirt, Panama hat.
He's earned it.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you see Buffett, and he's just wearing like a, I don't know, like a Panama Jack, like T-shirt or something.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Or he's like dressed down.
The Beach Boys. It's like, get on the Hawaiian shirt.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably got those fancy ones. Tommy Bahama ones.
Oh, I guarantee you, they're Hawaiian shirts. As ugly as I'm sure they are, probably
Tommy
$400
Bahama
bucks.
From Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, I know.
Say what now? You formed that here?
Tommy it is
Bahama?
Crazy.
What?
Told you, the most expensive dress socks I own are Tommy Bahama. Because I had to buy them at a very expensive hotel, so I forgot mine.
Oh, it's the worst, man. It's like, well, we have them downstairs. Like, dude, yeah.
I don't remember. It was just shocking. But it's a hotel in Monterey.
Oh.
Right?
Oh,
my buddy was getting married there. So I was like, yeah, screw it. It's just me. I'll shell it out and stay there. But yeah, I didn't have dress socks. And the next morning I went down and I was like, how much?
Could you, like, put the dress socks on the room?
I mean, I guess, you know, I guess I could have. I just paid for them.
Yeah.
You know? And then I was laughing. The last wedding I was at, I needed a pair of dress socks for my cousin. I go, I'm not mailing these to. He's like, no, I let you borrow a pair of socks. I don't expect them back.
You can have them.
Yeah. Right? Let's see. What do we got going on tonight? You know what? You heard all the stories about Alec Baldwin. Listen, he said his interview tonight is 8 o'clock on ABC if you want to watch it. He says he didn't pull the trigger. Most people are going to tell you, you have the hammer half-cocked. Right. Like, it's not that hard.
The worst thing I heard about that is they asked him a question. He said he was drawing a blank and everyone ducked.
Oh. Thursday Night Football, you got the Saints hosting the Cowboys. I would feel confident saying the Cowboys are going to kick the crap out of them. But 2021, the NFL.
Yeah, you never know.
So I have no idea who's going to win that one.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man hits a high note doing karaoke, ends up in the hospital with a collapsed lung. Meanwhile, a neighbor enters a man's home at 2 a.m. and says he was invited by someone who was very well hung. Police looking for carjacking suspects, now looking for their stolen police SUV. Toys R Us opens one location for your holiday shopping spree. And you land down under, you can hear the thunder, and it's a burp, and it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We go to Louisiana, where a man broke into a home. Police got a call at 2 in the morning from folks saying that their neighbor had broken into their apartment. They arrested him and took him in, but when they asked why he broke into the apartment, he had an interesting reason. He says that a large snake told him to do so. Didn't help his case when he also admitted to having smoked crack about an hour before the incident, and he was charged.
I originally pulled that story for Profile This.
Yeah.
Because the headline is, man says snake invited him into a bar. I'm like, I don't care. What I want to know is what drugs he run. There is no doubt that drugs figure into the story.
Exactly. In other news, we go to Australia, where a new world record has been broken. After 5 years of preparation and practice, our man beat the previous record for loudest burp.
Ooh,
nice. The previous record was a staunch 109 decibels. I'm going to show you guys the clip that won it all.
112.4.
Jesus. That was wild.
112.4 decibels on that particular.
How do you
belt
think
right
you get
there
to that point that somebody goes, you know, whether it's the wife, your best friend, whoever goes, man, seriously, I know you can burp on command. You do them so loud everywhere we go, you got to go for the record.
Right.
I'm telling you, your burps are loud enough to go for the record.
Well, and some people can burp on demand. I can do it myself, but there are some people that can target it to where they can make themselves burp incredibly loud. There's a guy on TikTok that does it in public and catches people's reactions. It's hilarious. I have no idea how he does it.
I mean, I can make myself burp on command, which again, passed down to my son.
Because
I feel, and it's like, look, you can't do it all the time. If you do it in school, it's going to be your ass.
Right.
Understand that. You know, use these powers for good. But at recess, man, you know what I mean? When you want to amaze your friends. And the thing is, when his friends come over, they can all do it.
Right,
and it's like anything. Once they decide they're going to have the competition, I think it's hilarious to listen to.
You bet.
Like, poor dude, brr, 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 and there's always the one kid who struggles. But I'm like, my man, tear my.
To Illinois, where officers were called to the scene of an attempted carjacking. The officer pulled up to the scene to find four armed suspects fleeing in all directions. While searching the area for the hooligans, one of them returned to the scene, jumping into the marked police cruiser and taking off with it. He managed to jump onto the freeway, but didn't go far before dumping the SUV. It was later found undamaged using the GPS tracker, and no arrests have been made. See, these guys played it smart. I do not condone a single thing that they did,
right,
but they played it smart. One guy jumps in the police cruiser to lure him away, dumps it because he's not stupid enough to take it back to where they're all at.
You're right.
Goodness gracious. Who knew karaoke could be dangerous? Hey-o. We go to China, where a man decided to put his show on display. Singing New Drunken Concubine, a song known for difficult high notes, he belted out the song as best as he could, but when he got to the highest notes, he felt a sharp pain in his chest. He was able to walk off the pain, but the next morning, he went to the hospital after he had difficulty breathing. Turned out that he had strained himself so much that air sacs on his lungs had actually ruptured, causing his lung to collapse due to the air bubbles in his chest that were between his chest and his
God
lungs.
God damn. Yeah. Did you hear the song at all?
No, I did not.
I pulled it up because I read the story, and you know, it's wherever the hell he is. Never heard of it before. It's a pretty terrible song, but it's a huge song over there. They're not kidding. The high notes...
gets way up there, doesn't it?
It really does, and I'm like, look, man. You know damn well you have no business trying. It's one thing to do it, but be funny. I don't think he was trying to be funny. I think he was trying to nail what the original artist did.
Right.
It's like, if you don't have a soldering iron in your rectum, or you don't put your penis in a mousetrap,
right,
like, you're not going to hit that note.
This is one of the most dedicated singers that I've ever seen, though.
I appreciate, I love that he went for it.
Right, the fact that he was so committed to it, that he put so much pressure on his chest that he actually burst little air sacs on his lungs.
Meanwhile, Vince Neil gets paid to do this, walks off stage.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
And I think he's a prime example of people go, I don't give 100%, I give 110%.
Right.
This guy actually did it.
He did it.
And that's what happens when you give 10% more than you can.
Right.
Your lungs collapse.
How committed are you? I went to the hospital because of karaoke. I collapsed a lung.
You're dedicated and stupid, son.
He did undergo surgery to have them removed and is now recovering. No word on if he got any scratch-off tickets for $1 million, though. Good news for nostalgia lovers. New Jersey's American Dream Mall is opening a familiar store. That's right. Toys R Us is being revived in a big way. They're opening the 20,000-square-foot store inside of the mall, and it will come complete with an ice cream parlor and a multi-level slide.
You know where everyone's going?
Absolutely.
If you are in an hour drive, you're going.
You bet.
Yes. You think 1 hour in that part of the country, I'm going to say if you're within 3 hours.
Sure.
Honestly, because that's if you have kids and they get wind of this, man,
right,
like, just pack them up. It'd be cheaper than Disney World, but they'll walk out feeling the same.
You know, imagine that we got a major mall down in Vancouver that opens up a Toys R Us that's got all this stuff. You bet. Jump in the car and you go.
You know what? You're right. I don't want to go to the pumpkin patch. I don't want to do all that crap, but I'll take you to Toys R Us.
The problem is I'm that guy that, well, yes, I am excited to do it. I would put it off until at least a year so that when I go down there, there's not that line that's all the way around the corner.
Uh-huh, you're that guy.
I am that guy.
You're already built like a father.
You're trying to plan it out, and then you don't know, Mike. Plans change.
That's true. That's a fact, Ted.
Especially when you have kids. Because see, what kids do, and I don't know if they do it on purpose or not, but they wear you down. Like, ask me that one more goddamn time. You know what I mean? Like, we're just going to go this weekend.
You know,
so
I just,
shut up.
I just consider, like, when they opened up a Krispy Kreme in Ireland, you remember there was, like, a 3-mile yes. long backup for that. And at some point, you got to throw in the towel and say, guys, the donuts ain't worth it.
No, but you have to remember, the alternative is Irish food.
That's fair. I'm telling you, man, at that Seahawks, you have never seen... The Krispy Kreme vendor was getting mobbed.
No kidding.
Mobbed.
They're great donuts, don't get me wrong. And if you're close enough in the line to do it, hell yeah, get in there, get after it. But when you get the 3-mile-long pileup, it's like, okay, this isn't even going to happen for me. I'm just going to sit here in 3 miles and then get disappointed when they say, we're out of donuts, sorry.
It's just funny because American culture is just such a big deal to the rest of the world. Like, I'm trying to think of something else that would show up here would be like, we got to go.
Exactly.
Just don't maybe IKEA was the best.
Actually,
version.
You know what? Yeah, when IKEA first yeah. opened, when it yeah. first started
their
opening stores,
lines were massive.
Uh huh.
Yeah, man. And that's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. Men's Room Happy Hour is up next. More Men's Room exclusively on the Odyssey app today. A little dirty, big dummy.
Yeah. All right. All right. By the way, it's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 134 seconds since you're being technical about it. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.